There are lots of how-to programs and support groups for parents, but they pretty much target moms. There's not a lot of support out there for dads, especially if they're poor. That's according to Holly Schindler. She's an assistant professor at the University of Washington. In a study, she filmed dads interacting with their kids and then used it to coach them on parenting. Schindler told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that in a way, you can relate to the study to a sport.
It really has kind of a laser focus on what we call serve and return interactions between fathers and their young children. You can think of it like a metaphor from tennis, or you can think of other, you know, sports activities, kind of this metaphor where the child gives a cue and the caregiver, in this case a father, returns that cue.
So in a real world situation, then the kid would serve by, I don't know, holding up a toy, for instance?
Yeah, so the child can serve by showing what they're interested in, what they're feeling. So depending on the age of the child, a serve might be pointing to something. It might be holding up a toy. A serve might be a child crying because they're upset. We're looking for instances where the father returns that serve in a supportive and encouraging way, or where the father names something that the child is interested in or that the child is seeing or feeling. So the things that we're looking for are things that all caregivers naturally do some of, and our goal is to show dad examples of himself doing really great things with his child in hopes that he then utilizes those skills more frequently and with more intention, in hopes that, you know, it really changes his perception of how much he's contributing to his child's development, and also that he can kind of focus on engaging in more of these serve and return interactions.
Your study focused on low-income fathers, and they're mostly men of color. Why is that?
What we find is that there's kind of this mismatch between how society views fathers, particularly low-income fathers and fathers of color. So the fathers that we work with have consistently reported that building the relationship with their children is the most important of all, yet few services for fathers focus on supporting parenting or targeting fathers' nurturing skills. So we feel like this is an opportunity to offer a program that targets their parenting strengths and places a real value on nurturing skills, which in my experience isn't something that's often highlighted in programs that are supporting low-income fathers or fathers of color.
Holly, your research was designed to focus more on what are described as higher-risk families. What kinds of problems did they experience that other families don't?
We spent time interviewing fathers that we were potentially going to work with ahead of the study, and found that many reported prejudice, discrimination, and a lack of support that they run up against when trying to seek family services. So these are all challenges that many of the fathers that we're working with face, which is part of why we feel like it's important to pair fathers who are experiencing higher levels of adversity with this really strengths-based model and strengths-based approach.
When it comes to your research and the work of others as well, as the body of knowledge builds up, what would you like to see in the future for these dads?
I would certainly love to see more programs that are focusing on recognizing the role of fathers as nurturers and as caregivers who have the capacity to really build their children's healthy development. I think from a policy perspective, I really hope that the project can inform future home visiting programs, practices, and professional development to support fathers, and potentially also inform the expansion of this kind of video-based coaching techniques to improve parenting.
With KUOW's Kim Malcolm, that's Holly Schindler. She's an assistant education professor at the UW. And there are similar projects like hers happening across the country.